Well, this is very exciting. If you love country, starting this Thursday, Kickin' Country 2018 at the Commercial Club, featuring some of Australia's most accomplished country artists, including this man, Lou. First time I've ever talked to him as well. I'm quite excited about this. Troy Cassadaly, good morning.
Well, Matt, I'm excited too, brother, if you are. I think it's great to be able to talk to you and can't wait to get to Albury. I can't believe that the date's come around so fast.
Yeah, look, how long is it since you've been in Albury, Troy? Because I know we caught up quite a few years ago when I was with a different co-host and had a bit of a chin wag. Has it been a while since you've been in Albury?
It's been a while since we had a brand new record out that we would have been on the promo trail for, Lou, and that's when we would have spoke, I guess.
Yeah.
We would have been running around town, but I've always loved going back to Albury. There's always been such a big love for country music there, and it always proves it when the Commercial Club puts something on. But we normally come through when we're part of a big tour, but this is actually just a one-out gig as part of the Kickin' Country Festival. And they just said, we'd really love to get you down as one of the feature artists. And I said, geez, thank you very much. I'll be there. But, you know, you don't think that the 10th of February is going to come around too quick, because I've had Tamworth to get through, and we had a running of the Queen's Baton the other day in Tamworth, and it's been a real busy time.
Awesome.
But suddenly, I'm on the doorstep of getting to Albury this week, basically, and I can't wait.
Now, as a hard-working Australian artist, and we talk to so many great Aussie artists who swing into town and then head off somewhere else. I mean, you must be travelling around all the time. Do you actually remember much, or do you get a feel for the place when you quickly kind of come into town?
Look, I think I've had a feel for Albury over the years because of just I love the main drag, and there's always a music shop to go down and hassle for something. I always try and buy something at a local music shop to keep them open, because I just love perusing through things like that. The last time I went through, I had a compression pedal in my gear. It's very technical for most people, but it was a compressor pedal that went down in my pedal board, and I ran down, and the young blokes at this little music shop, I can't remember the name of the shop, but geez, they were helpful. I remember stuff like that, and I always remember when they get you out of a bit of a spot, you know, and I love that. And I remember the last time when I would have spoken to you, Lou, I'd run around town with our record company rep so hard all day, doing every bits and pieces for the release of a record. And then all I remember was seeing, like, was this glowing thing of the Hog's Breath Cafe.
Yes.
Because I hadn't eaten all day.
Yep.
And that was a very fond memory, because I walked in expecting them to be closed, but they were well and truly open.
Yeah.
And I thought, wow, what a saviour. So, no, I remember, don't worry.
Oh, yeah, and I remember you being exhausted, because you're right, you were running around doing the promo thing, part of that, it's all, you know, you work nights, you work days, you work all the time, I suppose, when you've got a new record especially.
You pretty much do. But the thing I like about being able to come through on a gig like this is the fact that, look, we can have a yarn like we are now before we get to the town, but it's a lot more relaxed. And I believe there's only about 100 tickets left out of what the Commercial Club can offer there to everyone. And we're bringing a show that I pretty much toured all around Australia last year, and I'm really, really proud of it as well. So there's going to be a few new songs in there, but we went back and drag out a bunch of old things that we've had over the years that have been in the long yard for a little while. So the songs have made a comeback. So I can't wait to reintroduce them to everyone as well.
Now, Troy, I'm a Brizzy girl, and I, many years ago when I was working in radio in Brisbane, I knew your wife, Laurel Edwards, who's still on Brisbane Breakfast Radio. I've been reading that you threw her the ultimate 50th birthday party a couple of years ago. Now, this sounds like the best birthday party ever. A countdown party complete with Daryl Braithwaite.
Now, look, my wife, and I won't keep this too long, but my wife has been obsessed with Daryl and Sherbet for all her life, basically.
Yep.
And I knew it was a no-brainer, but the first thing I had to do was try and salvage Daryl to a date. And if I can get him on a date, I can book the whole party around it. And the first phone call I got to Daryl through some mutual friends, I got his number, and he was camping somewhere. But he was fishing somewhere, and he agreed in principle while he was away. He didn't even
principle.
Have a diary.
Yeah.
Got
and
him.
That's where the whole party started. And the look on Laurel's face when Daryl walked up and started singing Horses on stage was worth anything you could possibly buy. It was like one of those money can't buy experiences.
Yeah.
If it's a 50th birthday, it really has to be something you're never going to forget. And Lou, I hope that's welded into her brain now.
Yeah. You've got 5 years of crap parties that you can get away with now because of that.
Yeah, and forgotten exactly anniversaries right. and all that sort of stuff. That, yeah. That's amazing. Do you think you've peaked a bit early, though? Because, you know, you've been together for a lot of years, but I'm sure you're planning on a lot more. It's going to be pretty hard to top, yes. Troy.
Lou, you might be right. I might have given away the best, like, up front. But yeah. She said, oh, what do you want for your 50s? I'm 50 next year.
Yep.
And I said, look, I just like to get some repairs under my EH. I don't really want a party. She said, don't you dare be so boring.
Dear, you're not allowed to. You've got to.
That's right. You've got to ask for some really hot female singer from years back. Samantha Fox.
Who would be yours? Who would be your choice? If you could get any of your idols in a room for your 50th, who would it be?
Oh, look, it's really hard to say. I mean, between someone like Barnsley or Ian Moss, for me, they were my favourite rock singers, you know. I mean, but Laurel was right. She said most of the people you really love are unfortunately passed away.
Yeah.
And because, I mean, you know, at the end of the day, it would have been Slim Dusty for me,
yep.
for sure.
Oh, yeah.
And
yeah.
And that's the sort of thing, you know, you just have to remember that, you know, you can't do much about. But no, to be able to get Jag Jimmy for a few songs or something like that would be awesome. Or to get Mossy or Diesel or someone yeah. up. They're the people that I love to listen to these days that aren't inside my genre, you know. And,
yep.
But... 50 is 50, you know. It's got to be memorable. It's a real milestone in all our lives, and you realise that you just look at how fast the first 25 years go of your life, and yeah. that you're on the home stretch, and you've got to make the most of it.
Now, Lou, did your hubby Michael for your 50th, did he get Daryl Braithwaite for you?
Look, he didn't get Daryl Braithwaite, but can I just say that my hubby Michael also outdid himself for my 50th. He threw me a surprise party. I thought I was going to have lunch with some friends at a beautiful winery in Rutherglen at All Saints, and he got people, he flew my family from Queensland.
That's
like,
good.
He did outdo himself. But no Dazza. Yeah. Maybe next year. Maybe for the 60th.
You know, I reckon that's the best thing. A surprise is, and I'm not good at surprises. Every time I was making arrangements for Laurel's 50th, I think she thought I was having an affair. As soon as the phone would ring, I'd skulk off outside.
Yes.
Yeah. It was, you know, Daryl's manager trying to work out what dates he can get in, and or whether it was my manager who was helping me with some food and things like that. Oh, God, it was funny. And I said to Laurel, just rest assured, now, for a 40th, I gave her a horse.
Jeez, you keep...
And then you
gave her the horses, yeah. even better.
Well, that's right. So it all ties in. There's an interwoven theme here, Luke. Yep.
Yes.
God, the 60th is going to be hard. You're going to have to buy her a farm or something, I'm not sure.
Oh, God. But when I gave her the horse, it was like I told her to get some riding gear together and we're going out for a picnic. I had a picnic basket in the back of the car trying to be all romantic and stuff, you know. But halfway out there, she said... Now, you're not a serial killer or something, are you, Troy? That was the question she asked me.
Nice.
So, you know, I just adore her, and she's been on air 26 years up here in Brisbane on breakfast, so I think it's a long-serving thing to
That's
do,
incredible.
Getting up all those 3:30s in the morning, you know, but
Absolutely.
Really proud of what she's done. And we've allowed our careers to blossom together, which is nice too, because nothing sort of got in the way of, no one was, you know, saying, oh, I don't want you to go away touring, or I was saying, I don't want you to get up early in the morning.
Yeah.
Everything happened, and we raised two kids that are really, really functioning, good little human beings, and that's all that counts, really.
Yeah, Brilliant. You've done a pretty good job, both of you.
Oh,
and
thank you.
You're heading our way. This Saturday at the auditorium at the Commercial Club, 3 o'clock start. You'd have to contact the Commercial Club ASAP to see if you can get in because, as Troy was saying earlier.
Look, I think they'll really enjoy this show. I wanted to put it together because when I had a book out last year, every song really pertained to the book. So there's some really good fun stories to tell. So come and share them with us.
Brilliant. Troy Cassidaly, mate, thank you so much. Cheers.
Matt, thanks for the first time. And Lou... Good to talk to a Queenslander. I hope you will.
Thank you. You too, Troy. Thanks again.